Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, please email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, before we do get started, I want to let you know that our listener support campaign continues. This will be the last show where we will be actively promoting it. And from here on out, we'll just be thanking those who donated. Because I'm recording this the Thursday of the second week of the campaign. So no telling exactly how it will end up, but I do want to thank our listeners who have supported the show, Patricia and Deanna. Thanks so much for your support. And we'll send along access to our premium site, which we do with all donations of $7 or more. And in addition, for all donations of $20 or more, we'll send along an extra special thank you. Among those available are Perry Mason Mysteries from Colonial Radio Theater. Listeners have really, truly enjoyed those. We will send you one of those. By default, we send the first one, but if you'd like another of their first five, let us know. Particularly if you gave once, we send you one Perry Mason, mystery, and we can always, send another on another donation. And also at the $50 level, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, I have some original Michael Shane hard-boiled paperback mysteries. I will send you two pocket paperback mysteries in very good, readable condition for any donation of $50 or more. Let me know. All right, well, now it's time to get into... check that... all the items out at support.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time to get into today's episode of the lineup. Udo in Ypsilanti.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now by transcription behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, where under the cold, glaring lights will pass before us the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. This is the lineup. Right here, just any of those empty seats. Quine.
Well, hello, Ben.
Which line are you two boys in?
First line, I think. Let's see. Yeah, Tommy Young, number one. Ernest Conway, number two. George Holstadt, number three.
Mm-hmm.
All in the first bunch. These all the witnesses?
Yeah. Hope they can do us some good.
May I have your attention, please? Let's straight ahead. That's right. That's a big room out there. A lot of people in it. See, that's
talk up so everybody can hear you. All right, number one, Tommy Young, murder. Take your hat off, Tommy. Don't look at me, look at the people. Where do you live, Tommy?
Regency Hotel.
You'll have to talk up.
Regency Hotel.
Thomas Young, 16 arrests, 2 convictions, grand theft auto, narcotics violation, served 8 years and 3 months, Leavenworth, year and a day, state prison. Who are you arrested with, Tommy?
You know him.
Better talk a little louder.
You know them.
A little louder.
You know them.
Who are you arrested with?
Ernest Conway and George Halstead. Right back there, standing against the wall.
Just keep facing front. We can see them.
Well, good to see you.
You boys work for Lester Udo, don't you?
We don't work for nobody. We don't even get along. I guess we're what you call anti-social.
That isn't what I'd call it.
Well, that's pretty funny.
I hope you have a pleasant stay with us.
Well, that's even funnier.
Next, number two, Ernest Conway, murder. All right, Ernest, come on, move up the front of the stage.
Yes, sir.
And take your hat off.
Yes, sir.
Ernest Conway, 22, 2 convictions. Assault with a deadly weapon, breaking and entering. Served 5 years at Sing Sing. Who were you arrested with, Ernest?
Tommy Young and George Halstead.
Any weapons?
Yes, sir, I kind of think there was.
What were they?
Well, near as I can remember, 2 knives, probably 6 guns.
Any of you three boys ever been in a cigar store on the corner of Lucas and Jefferson?
Couldn't say about the other two boys, but I don't smoke.
You work for Lester Udo, don't you?
Who?
Lester Udo.
Don't believe I know the gentleman.
All right, thank you.
My pleasure, Sergeant.
Next, number three, George Hofstamp, murder. Get your hands out of your pocket. Where do you live, George?
Fine Park.
Where?
119 Sutton Drive.
You boys sure don't like getting arrested, do you?
Depends on who.
What's your business, George?
Keeping my nose out of other people.
And what were you doing in a cigar store last night?
Who says I was in any cigar store?
Well, you know Ernest Conway.
Yeah.
Wait till I ask the question.
I knew what you were going to...
You'll wait anyway.
Oh, don't yell like that. You scare me to death.
Stand up straight.
I'm tired.
Asher, show him how to stand up straight.
Okay. Okay. How's this?
Sloppy, but it'll do. Forget it, Asher. He gets the idea. George Halstamp, 28 arrests, 3 convictions, grand theft auto, served 6 years state prison, narcotics violation, served a year and a day county jail, assault, served 3 years in state prison. How old are you, George?
30.
You don't work for Lester Udo, don't you?
No.
All right, step back against the wall. Here, are there any questions or identifications from the audience?
Hold it a minute, Sergeant. Now, look, folks, you don't have to worry about any of those men. They can't see you. They don't know who you are. If any one of those men have come into your shops and intimidated you, just tell us and we'll see that they don't bother you anymore.
Any questions or identifications from the audience?
Well, how about it? Mrs. Fisher?
No. I don't think I've seen any of them. No, I don't know them.
Mr. Henderson, did one of those men come into your shop the other day and try to push you around?
I don't think so.
Well, look, if you recognize one of them, or even all three of them, please tell us. I promise you nothing will happen.
I don't think I've seen any of them before. No, I don't.
None of you?
No.
No identification, Sergeant.
Folks, I can assure you that these men cannot...
Sergeant,
no.
Run on the next bunch.
Okay, run them off. You want to see me, Ben?
Yeah. This one's got me a little sore, Pete.
You didn't expect the witnesses to make an identification, did you?
Well, I had hopes.
None of the others have. Why should these be any different?
Because this time somebody's been killed.
All the more reason for not saying anything. They're scared, scared stiff.
No.
I'd probably be just as scared. They've got families to think about.
I know it.
What'd you want to see me for?
Because it's going to be a little while before I cool off.
If you're not going to take it out on me.
Rest of you, though. I'm going to tell him what I think of him.
He knows what you think of him, Ben.
I haven't ever told him.
What do you mean? Sure you have.
Not all of it.
You better cool down.
After I tell him.
You think that's a good idea?
No.
Well, then forget it. He knows it won't do any good.
No.
Okay.
I mean, no, I'm not going to forget it.
Ben.
I know I'm not using my head, but doggone it.
Okay, okay.
You want to come along?
Wouldn't miss it.
You think it's a mistake, though, huh?
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't do it, huh?
What do you mean I wouldn't do it? Sure I'd do it, but I still think it's a mistake. If it was up to me, I'd do just what you're doing. But I can't see why you should be as stupid as I am.
Well, I haven't pounded a beat in a long time. I could use the exercise.
What can I do for you?
Got three of your boys down in the tank.
Three of my boys?
Young Conway and Halstead.
Young Conway and Halstead. Well, I'd still like to know what I can do for them.
I got them booked on a murder rap.
Young Conway and Halstead.
That's right.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
One of those boys beat up a man named Goldberg. Beat him up bad. Goldberg died.
One of those boys did it?
That's right.
Who says so?
I do.
That isn't much good, is it, Lieutenant? I can't hold him on that, can I?
For 72 hours.
Sure, I can't buy you and the sergeant a drink?
I didn't come down here to play with you, you know.
Well, fine. I just, what did you come down here for, Guthrie?
You've been running numbers free and easy in this town for a long time, you know. You've got every small businessman intimidated up to
his eyebrows. This is a sermon, Lieutenant.
You pushed him around, scared him to death, and made yourself about $4 million a year.
You say that too.
Now a little guy named Goldberg doesn't want your lousy racket in the shop, so one, two, or three of your gorillas try to change his mind.
Wait.
You listen to what I have to say, you
not
know.
Not when you're running off at the mouth.
You'll listen and like.
Not that kind of libel I won't listen to. You go chase yourself out of here. Come back with some proof before you start calling names. You don't like something, then get out. You're out of line, Guthrie. I don't have to sit here and take anything from you.
You know.
Yeah.
Why don't you have his throat out?
Oh, that's not a bad idea, Sergeant.
I think it's a fine idea. I'd love for you to start something.
If I did, you'd be back pounding the beat.
Might be worth it.
You're trespassing without a warrant.
That's right.
Then get out of here. I swear, if it's the last thing I'll do, I'll have you both busted right back to directing traffic.
You know something, you don't. I don't think you can do it. I'd like to see you try, though.
So would I.
Which one's it going to be, you know? Have it thrown out or have it busted?
Well, one thing's sure, Guthrie. You and your muscle-bound friend are out looking for trouble. And very honestly, I'm not a bit worried. So try and start all the trouble you can. There's no law says I got to sit around while you do it.
Well, you're going somewhere.
Now, look, I put up with an awful lot.
The lieutenant's got something to say, and you're going to listen to it.
Why, you two-bit flatfoot. Who do you think you're trying to crowd?
I don't think you understand.
You're darn right I don't understand. Who put you up to this, huh? Who did? You're both too smart to pull off a stunt like this. Who wants to ride me?
You just don't get it, do you?
No, explain it to me.
The lieutenant's in a nasty mood.
That's it, huh?
That's it. Now you're going to call your boys or have us busted or walk out of here. We say you're going to listen. Well, what's it going to be?
Shoot off your face. Go ahead. Get it off your back.
You've got a lot of people scared, you know. A lot of people worried about what you might do if they point out one of your boys. One of your boys went a little far this time. I'm going to get him, and I'm going to get you.
That's all of it?
For a while.
Then get out.
You get it now, don't you, Udo?
Get what?
We just wanted you to know how much you scare us.
one.
Hey, you need a shave, boy. You got up late. The chief wants to see you, Ben.
A little hot.
Uh-oh. You don't?
Uh-huh.
You want to see me, too?
You'll probably get around to you. Just Ben for now.
Well, get it over with.
Hey, look, I was in on this, too.
Well, if you want you, he'll start yelling. I'll see you upstairs.
Okay. Good luck.
Uh-huh. Charlie?
Ben, would you mind telling me what in the world you were thinking about?
You know what I was thinking about, Charlie. Since when have you gotten so holier than thou? I can remember a couple of times
when... Now, wait a minute. I haven't climbed up your back yet.
Sorry.
But I'm supposed to, and you got it coming.
Okay.
Nobody likes Mr. Udo any less than I do, but we haven't got anything on him. He's still a citizen. He's got a barrel of ink.
A rotten barrel?
I don't care how rotten it is. It causes trouble, and you're a cop, a servant of the people. You can't go pushing people around just because you're a hothead, no matter who they are.
Okay, okay.
Oh, what am I talking to you for? Get out of here.
Pick you up in the morning?
If you get out on the right side of bed.
7 o'clock.
Yeah. Ben.
Yeah?
You have fun?
Yeah, Charlie. A lot. Man on each one of them.
Yeah, they're hot. They won't bother anyone. Udo probably sent them out of town. We'll work another city.
Want us to close up the 4 stores we know about?
No. These are first offenses. Just make sure they don't peddle any more numbers. Those people couldn't afford to have their places closed.
But there's a law against the...
Well, the people didn't make any money out of it. They wouldn't have broken the law if they hadn't been worried about getting their heads busted.
Oh, Ben.
Hey, Alfie.
There's someone out here who'd like to see you.
Okay.
Right in.
Well, hello, Lieutenant.
Well, how are you, Mr. Henderson? What can we do for you?
Well, I went over and talked to Mrs. Goldberg for a while, and then I went back and talked to my wife.
Well, what did you talk about?
Oh, about coming down here. In the lineup, when I said I couldn't identify any of the men who had come into my store, I lied. 2 of those men been in my store. They made me sell the numbers. They pushed me around.
Which 2 men, Mr. Anderson?
Tommy Young, George Holstein.
Get a stenographer, Pete. Now, here it is, Charlie. We can get 2 of these boys on Mr. Henderson's testimony. We might even make one of them crack and implicate Udo, but we still won't nail anybody for the murder.
And the rap isn't tough enough to scare it out of them.
No, not these boys. But Udo will be plenty worried if he knows that we've got a witness that'll send 2 of his boys to stir.
All right. Then keep what we've got quiet until the trial is set. You just pick up Young and Holstamp and say nothing about Mr. Henderson.
Well, you pick up Mr. Young and Mr. Holstamp, yes. But I want Udo to know who our witness is.
And have no witness at all?
And Henderson has agreed to help us out. He knows just what he's up against. Now, look, Charlie, all he wants is his family to be out of the way in a safe place.
Well, we can do that, but then you know how tough it is to...
Look, so does Henderson. I'll have 3 detectives on him 24 hours a day, but I want it to look like he's alone.
Udo's no dummy. He knows you wouldn't let a witness out on the streets without protection.
Well, I'm going to put an obvious man with Henderson. When we think one of Udo's torpedoes are ready to go to work, we'll pull the man off, make it look like he's got lazy. I want somebody to try for Henderson. It's the only way we'll get any of the Udo crowd to tell us about the Goldberg murder.
Okay, but how are you going to know when Udo's boy gets ready to go to work?
I've got somebody on everybody Udo knows, even his mother. Want some coffee?
Oh, I've had 7 cups already this morning. No.
I think I'm catching cold.
Well, everybody's got one. Anything on Udo?
He's laying low. None of his boys have even gone near Henderson.
Who's with Henderson today?
Ames, Fisher, and McCarthy. Client's playing it out in the open.
Yeah, I think McCarthy's wife's supposed to have her baby any day now. Shouldn't we ought to give him a shower or something?
Oh.
Some of that.
Thanks.
Oh, boy. You really got a bad one, haven't you?
Yeah.
So well.
You know, I haven't had a cold in nearly...
Pour some wood. 2 weeks.
So, Ben, now what have you got? One of you those boys, Ernest Conway, just tried to gun Henderson. They're bringing him in now.
That Udo tagged in case Conway wants to talk.
Okay.
Morning, Lieutenant.
Oh, Ernest.
You don't look so happy, Ernest.
It's too darn early in the morning, Sergeant. I hear you tried to take a shot at our witness.
You know something? I should have known better. I must be getting plumb feeble in the head. Knew you had one cop on him, spotted him right away. Then when he went outside for a smoke, I never figured you had more boys on Henderson. Big stupid me just thought how lucky it was that cop went off and left Henderson like that.
Well, we all make mistakes, on it.
Yes, sir, I guess so. But I sure do feel silly.
We're going to try our best to see that you get life.
Yes, sir.
So you'll have company. Hallstamp and Young will get 5 to 10.
Now, that ain't much company. Look, fellas, I'm just a country boy and I put my foot in it, but I figure you got something on your mind or you wouldn't be down here.
We want to ask you some questions.
Yes, sir. Want to make a deal, huh?
We don't have to make a deal.
You mean if I was to tell you who done that killing, you wouldn't help me out of prison a little earlier? Life's a long time.
You turn states and it's bound to be easier.
How much easier?
Well, maybe 10 with time off for good behavior. We don't know.
Well, 10's a lot better than life, fellas. I don't mind doing time because I got plumb careless. But just being a country boy who likes fresh air, I don't think I could stand it for the rest of my life. George Hallstamp killed that fella.
Who was with him?
You got him locked up.
Tommy Young?
Yes, sir.
Where were you?
With Mr. Udo. You can ask him.
I'm going to.
Boy, I sure did make a mistake, didn't I?
You sure did, country boy.
Have to lock Ernest up in here. But I don't know how long I can stand that singing.
Yeah, can't you shut that country boy up?
I like to sing.
Drive us all nuts. Shut up! Show him the confession, Cargill.
Yeah, sure.
Confession?
Yeah, read it good. Especially that last paragraph.
Keep the shining in you.
Ernest, you meathead kid.
Dirty, rotten little... Tommy, that dirty little rat.
What's the matter?
That rat. That no good rat. Ernest, that rat. He signed a confession. He signed it. I got it right here. It's right here. He signed it. You shut up, you lousy hillbilly.
He signed a confession?
He's got us up in a murder rap. That dirty, stinky little rat.
Ernest.
Yeah? You rat on us? By the line.
I ain't gonna take a rap for nobody. You shut up.
Want to tell us about Udo?
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you anything you want to know about Udo. You shut up, Tom.
Fella. How do you expect a fella to relax with all that noise going on?
Cargan, I'll do this.
Look, what do you guys want?
Get your clothes on, Udo.
What do you want, Guthrie?
Get your clothes on. You're coming down to the station.
Where's your warrant?
Right here.
Mm-hmm. What's the charge?
We got a lot of them. We got a new trio down at the station. Singing all over the place.
Now, let's go, Udo. Get out of the way. I haven't got time.
Make a break. Look out. I got a gun.
I'll take him, Carter. All right. Let's
get him out of here.
All right.
You both okay?
Yeah. Come here, help me with Udo.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I think I'm catching your lousy cold.
Welcome back. A pretty different type of episode, given that the first half of the episode really built up to the scene with Guthrie going down and telling the bad guy what he thought of him, which I guess is a kind of interesting concept. In some ways, compared to Modern Age or even to the Dragnet shows of, say, the 1960s, where they went to some effort, you know, in the 1960s Dragnet show to make the point that the police were concerned and they took seriously citizen complaints. In this program, they kind of make a point of not so much. Well, at least not if you're somebody like Udo. Definitely interesting to hear Raymond Burr as kind of a criminal hillbilly. I found an interesting article the past week because I've, throughout this series, I have, just could have sworn that I heard, Raymond Burr, but every time we would go to the credits, Raymond Burr's name wouldn't be in there. And I'd be like, was there some sound-alike going on? Well, I found out that, and this I think is a pretty interesting fact, that Raymond Burr, for a period in the mid-50s, went by the name Ray Hartman. And I found this information in the old-time radio logs at old-time.com/OTRlogs2. So, a interesting factoid, and if you hear Raymond Burr from this period in history, or Ray Hartman from this period in history, you can know that it really is Raymond Burr. All right, well, coming up this weekend, tomorrow I should say, is I'll Name the Murderer, a 1936 mystery movie. We'll make that available to you. It was an interesting film, not the greatest in the world, but I think that it's got some strong points. It's one of those limits of doing public domain films. But definitely take a watch if you'd like to see the video. Nothing really objectionable in it, so I'd say it's probably just a general PG program. All right, well, we will be back with you on Monday on the radio side. Join us for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And then join us back here next Saturday for the lineup. Meanwhile, follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.